right, Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and this is the Fresh Air edition. Now, wait a minute. Fresh Air is on some other channel, isn't it? I'm confused.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Are we on NPR?
No comment.
Okay, good idea.
Welcome, everyone, back to the Carolina Outdoors. No other title needs to be said unless it's the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's. He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barty. We come in every weekend or set up a program every weekend with four different segments for your listening pleasure.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I think your mom had it right.
Okay, go ahead.
Why don't you boys get outside?
Well, since the beginning of the Carolina Outdoors, which I don't even know how many years ago it began, but believe it or not, Don, it began before you and I. It was always something to talk about in the Carolina Outdoors, whether it be in the Carolinas, north or south, the mountains or the beach, or whether it be international, going places that were wonderful and only dreamed of. And as you say, what is it, 90% of a trip or an adventure is anticipation?
Anticipation and recollection connected by a harsh dose of reality.
Well, that's what we're coming into play with right now. Earlier today, I checked in because the president just announced this week that sharp travel restrictions were going on from the United States to over two dozen European countries and that sort of thing. So people are being disrupted by the virus, that's the pandemic, if you will. So I checked on one of our customers because we outfit people for local travel, local staycations, but also around the world travel, and they were turned away from a trip that they had anticipated for a long time to Argentina, not even to Europe, to Argentina on a fishing trip.
Now, this wasn't our restriction. This was Argentina's restriction, right?
Exactly.
Literally canceled all our flights going there.
So all the luggage is on board. The fishing party is pumped up and excited. They're flying into Buenos Aires.
Right.
So the luggage is on the plane. They are about to board. And the president of Argentina announced mandatory quarantine. And anyone flying in was not to.
Well, Buenos Aires is one of the largest cities in the world, I think, in the top 10. And I guess they're trying to limit the exposure from the outside world, huh?
It's exactly what's going on. But anyway, it makes it a concern when you have trips planned. And we cannot ignore trips that are going to international places. And we're going to bring Wes Lawson on from Jesse Brown's to kind of talk about it. We've talked to him frequently about some of the products in Jesse Brown's, but also some of the new designations that Jesse Brown's has as a State Department affiliate and such as that. So let's bring him on. Wes Lawson, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Good morning. So a lot has changed just since our travel ban came into effect, and a lot more will change. This is a really kind of fluid and dynamic situation for bad and for good. Maybe for our conversation, we'll talk about the things that we can control, since we can't control the information that we get necessarily or this pandemic. So I thought maybe we could talk about some staycation kind of opportunities and more local travel, because a lot of people's spring travel plans have changed, just like the customers you talked about not being able to go to Argentina, couldn't even board the plane. A lot of flights now, a lot of cruises, even some resorts are on hiatus. If you had tickets to see a basketball game, probably not going to make it anytime soon. So maybe we could talk about some local travel opportunities while you could still have a great time and limit your exposure. What do you think?
I think that sounds fantastic. But before we delve into it, and not to beat a negative horse, would you talk to us about being an educated traveler? We've talked about that oftentimes with people traveling to more dangerous countries and such as that. But how do we stay educated as travelers who may be going or have tickets to a place far, far away?
Yep, that's a great point. So, you know, the internet opens up all kinds of opportunities for us to get information and misinformation. So make sure that the sites you're going to are legitimate and reputable, that they're secure, that it's not, you know, Joe Bag of Donuts down the street who's telling you this, that it, maybe it's your hotel provider or your airline or one of my favorite go-tos is the State Department's Overseas Advisory Council. You'll recall we're an affiliate of theirs because you're getting so much more information that's vetted and it's current. So I would be looking at things like the State Department, especially for overseas travel. What are they recommending? That's based on good, hard data, and it's collated through all kinds of different sources. And I would be thinking about really reaching out to my airline, my cruise company, but then also who do I have my insurance with? So both my personal home insurance, my travel insurance, and maybe even with my credit card companies, because oftentimes they provide certain levels of insurance too. Ultimately, it's up to us to know what's best for our individual selves and our families. But that's a good place to start. But I would be really careful about, you know, not using Twitter for my news feed, not using Facebook. Use those really good vetted sources so you're getting the best, most accurate, most current information. And then beyond that, you know, what we keep hearing is do the things you're supposed to do. You're supposed to wash your hands for 20 seconds, cough into your elbow, you know, limit exposure to surfaces, that kind of thing. If you're not feeling well, check in with the doctor, call ahead before you show up, that kind of thing. And if you're not feeling well, maybe don't travel. That's always been the case, but especially now.
Well, it's interesting. It's really disrupted the college system. A lot of colleges have been on spring break, and they've been told not to come back. The classes will be online and things. Also, overseas study has pretty much ended as far as Europe's concerned.
Yep. Yeah. So there's a lot of college students and their families who have been disrupted now, and I think it's important to let those folks, you know, give them the chance to deal with the emotion of a young life-changing experience having been put on hold. But yeah, you're right. You're talking about hundreds of thousands of students who had travel plans interrupted. And what does that mean for them? And to a much lesser extent, you know, to the economy. I mean, that's part of this too. But, you know, they're all looking for things to do now and a way to blow off steam, but also still have a memorable educational experience, which you can still get outside of the classroom.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Wes Lawson's general manager from Jesse Brown's on with the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's. Don Yeager there, Bill Barty right here. And just recently we had students who were coming into Jesse Brown's outfitting for hiking trips. They were going to knock out a week-long section of the Appalachian Trail. We've had several students who have been going different places, all of them relatively close. And when we say local, we're talking about southeastern trips, whether it be the Carolina coast, the Carolina mountains. We do count Tennessee, Virginia, and North Georgia in that. Wes, can you give us advice if we're a student, like Don brought up, who is now online only or off for 2 weeks, or maybe we're a family who had a trip planned for spring break far away. Now we're going to stay close to home. Any advice there?
Yeah, there's so much within our that area you just mentioned. There's so many opportunities, and you can go have a wonderful experience, oftentimes kind of on the cheap, but still have a great time. And so there's sort of four or five that I think are really great. Some you've heard of, some maybe you haven't. If the mountains are your thing, it's awfully hard to beat the Great Smoky Mountain National Park. It is one of the most visited national parks in the entire system. And from Charlotte, you know, from WBT where you are right now, it's a half a morning's drive to get there. And there's so much to do. It's one of the most biodiverse areas in North America. It's so beautiful. It's so close. Hiking, camping, fishing, sightseeing, all right there. You're going to pass the Blue Ridge Parkway. You know, 400-plus miles of scenic byway connecting two gorgeous national parks, one in Virginia, one in North Carolina. It's just, it's so easy. The only downside of it is it's 400 miles at 45 miles an hour, so you are going to have to unplug and relax. Another great one that I think people just don't think about, it's Cape Lookout National Seashore. It's the lower end of the North Carolina Outer Banks. You have to take a ferry to get there. Now, once you get there, it's pristine. You can camp there, which is great. Camping on the beach is unreal, but you're kind of on your own. There aren't really any services there. You need to take extra water, a good tent with maybe an extra rain fly that you're probably going to use as a wind protector or wind barrier. And don't drive too far off of the good hard-packed sand, because if you get stuck, that tow truck has to take that ferry too. It's going to cost you a pretty penny. But Cape Lookout National Seashore is just incredible.
And if you want to talk about fresh air, that's fresh air.
That is fresh air.
That's a long ways to Europe from there.
And the fishing is great. Bird watching is great. You know, this time of year, there are still some birds that have wintered over. So you'll see some, you know, all kinds of stuff floating around in the sky. The last one that I bet most of our folks haven't ever heard of is the Over Mountain Victory Trail. This goes back to the colonies, and it's this loose collection of trails that you can hike about 87, 90 miles of, or you can drive over 300 miles of byways that interconnect from Virginia down through Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, to trace the route of the colonists who were fighting against the British loyalists. And it ends right in our backyard down in Kings Mountain, in that area. It's a beautiful scenic ride, or you could do the hike. There's a great collection of maps and information on the National Park website about that. That'd be an easy thing to do. You could segment that out into a series of day trips if you wanted to. You could do, you know, section hikes if you wanted to. Like Bill mentioned, you can still hike the AT. All of these things are close. They're relatively inexpensive, and you can make it as high-speed, low-drag as you want, or as easy-come, easy-go as you want.
I like it. Not doom and gloom when it comes to this. We have the answer. And if you want to delve deeper in, contact any of the gang over at Jesse Brown's, including Wes Lawson, General Manager. Thank you so much for joining us again to keep us up to date on travel and other options in this ever-changing situation that's going on in vacations and travel and other pursuits. Thank you, Wes.
All right, see y'all around the campfire.
We'll take a little break and be back on the other side of the Carolina Outdoors.